Lowe's knows you've got a job to do, and we help get it done. With the MyLowe's Pro Rewards program, eligible members save more. With volume discounts on qualifying orders through a quote of $2,000 or more. Join for free today. Lowe's. We help. You save. Offer can't be combined with any other discount, contract, and or special pricing. Exclusions, more terms, and restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why, like you, he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, everyone. On this episode of Something Major, we're recapping round 3 of the United States Open of Tennis. All right, welcome back to Something Major. I didn't get the black hat memo. I got Steve Johnson back in his war room. We'll see if Mary Carrillo stops by. Got John Isner. No, and I got myself. I got Charlie Fox, our boy Mike, and the team at SIFT. And we're here to recap round 3. Also, if you guys want, I do have the list again of celebrities at tonight's matches. It was a little better.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it real quick. Sure. I mean, just so everyone knows, the last list, I knew some of the celebrities. We put the clip out.
Actually, can I ask something real quick? Did Paul Wesleyan reach out to John?
Paul Wesley.
Stevie doesn't know who he is.
I don't. Did he reach out? No. Is he a listener?
No, because I wanted to tag him. He follows me. I wanted to expose Sam. I did not do it. So my guess is he saw the reel, and maybe he saw the reel. I don't know. Maybe he has me on mute. And he just scrolled right through it. So I think you're safe for now.
USTA must have seen my complaint, because tonight was a little better. Right now we got Russell Wilson. That's not even a person. Russell Wilson, Sierra, Justin Thoreau, I think, is an actor. LL Cool J.
That's a good one.
Francisco Lindor.
Very good one.
And there's like 25 others that I don't know. No need to go on my rant again about them not being celebrities. So anyway, a little better tonight, but still a little work to do with the USTA on drawing the line of who's a celebrity and who's not a celebrity. With that, let's get going. Round 3, the United States Open. Let's start with Shelton, guys. Massive bummer. He hurt his shoulder. I was calling that match. I don't know what it is. Looks bad. He was in the third set, like just unleashed on a forehand. You can see him grimace. We've been saying this, like, I think behind like Coco, Alcaraz, maybe Novak, like Sinner was the next biggest draw. There hasn't been a seat open in one of his matches yet, but huge loss. Shelton. Huge loss for the tournament to have that happen to Ben, and huge bummer for Ben, right?
Yeah, huge bummer. He was, as we all know, we don't need to really talk about how well he was playing. We know that. He was coming into this tournament with so much confidence, and he was playing with that confidence through his first two matches and most of his third match. Something happened to his shoulder. That's not the type of guy that's going to pull out, especially at the U.S. Open. So he obviously was in a real amount of pain, and it's such a bummer. But I actually read his transcript, his post-match press. He has unbelievable perspective. He basically, I'm going to paraphrase, he said, yeah, that's unfortunate, but I have nothing to complain about. I've been very blessed, and I get to travel the world with my dad and my mom, and he just keeps such good perspective on everything, and he goes, I'll be back, and what more can you ask, right? Like, that's the best way to look at it, and I hope some younger budding tennis players can read or hear his press conference, because it was very telling in the best way.
Yeah. Let's move on. Yannick Sinner takes out Denis Shapovalov. 5-7, 6-4, 6-3, 6-3. Also, Sinner was down a break early in the third. Stevie, you were just finished calling a match. I don't know if you're watching this match. Sinner didn't look perfect. Shapo played good. Thoughts on Sinner? Is this like just a little hiccup, or is it just fine?
I think it's just a bump in the road. It's we are just at the time where we assume he just walks through the first week where it's just ho-hum, straight sets. I guess this shows that he's human. It's something we haven't seen from Sinner in quite some time. But he's played well when he's needed to play well. When he was down a break, he buckled down, he got back to business, and he ran away with the fourth. So he still has that extra gear in him, but sometimes it's just taking longer for him to get to that point. I think the serve looked a little bit better today. I got to double check exactly on the stats, but that's something that his team, Darren Cahill, who is an extremely good coach, they will work those kinks out as this tournament goes on.
Yeah, he set the bar so high. So when he has like all of a sudden he loses a set, you're like, what's going on?
Like if Carlos would have lost a set, you would just be like, oh, that's just Carlos being Carlos. But Sinner, you're like, wait a sec, like, should we panic?
I think also just as an aside here, I think we need to mention no one – does his other coach doesn't get enough credit in my mind?
Yes.
Simone Vagnozzi.
He's the main coach.
Yeah, and I think Darren Cahill would say 100% the same. And Darren's not a guy that like loves the spotlight by any means, right? So, he travels with him most of the weeks.
Yeah,
so
no, he is the main coach.
He's got a great coaching staff.
Yeah. Alcaraz taking down Dardery 6-2, 6-4, 6-0. Alcaraz is an absolute freight train coming down the tracks right now. What do you want, Stevie?
What's more impressive, his tennis or how quickly his hair grows?
Ooh.
It's like the first round, it was like white, and now it's like completely dark. Like it's, it's gone.
He's got incredible hair. Novak probably has the best hair as far as like a good head of hair.
I feel
hair.
Like Carlos grows quickly. Like
Carlos is number two with just like good head of hair.
Does it grow faster than yours, Stevie?
Not my beard, but maybe the top.
It honestly looks like there's just like nothing stopping Carlos right now.
And his draw, I mean, is getting easier. Well, I mean, Ben was his section. So he, you know, sucks for Ben, obviously, but that's, you know, a little bit, you get a bit of a reprieve from that one.
Fritzy, friend of the pod, taking out Kim. Isner was on the call. Got a little tight early, but then Fritzy ran away with it in the third and fourth.
Yeah, he did. Kim played inspired tennis for two sets, and he didn't go away after the first, obviously, because he won.
Inspired tennis. You sound like a British commentator.
I've been with Jason Goodall.
Inspiring tennis. Maybe it's the Goodall effect.
It's rubbing off on you.
It's the Goodall effect. Yes. Yes. Like in the Curb Your Enthusiasm episode, the choreographer. That's what's happening to me right now. He's rubbing off on me. Inspired tennis from Fritzy. But Kim did hit a bit of a wall in the third set, and his shoulder started hurting. He's played a lot of tennis, and Taylor, of course, just stayed the course. Taylor, rock solid. I don't think he's played his best tennis, but he's played well enough to move on to the second week.
Novak takes out Cam Nori, kind of tested early. Novak's been tested in all three of his matches for like a second and like the second or early third set, and then he runs away with it late. So he's kind of injured for a second on the court, but he's totally fine now. So Novak looks pretty good. Alex Demonauer just beat Altmaier in five, although Altmaier retired.
Yeah, retired in the fourth.
In the fourth. I feel like we don't need to report too much on that. Like just
Didn't we just have a whole episode with pronunciations and you got it wrong again?
Demonauer.
Demonauer.
Yeah,
people don't know what I'm talking about, that's on them at this point. pronunciation police over there. Musetti took out Caboli.
Said he looks good, huh, Sam? You were on that call.
He has not looked good since the French.
Lost in Wimbledon, lost first round of DC, won a match in Toronto, lost, and then lost first round of Cincy. Coming in here, we're like, man, like Musetti playing horrible, definitely like the worst of the top 10 seeds. And all of a sudden, through three rounds, takes out Pesci Pericard, then Goffin. And then I know Caboli retired today, but I was actually calling that match. Lights out Musetti right now. Lights out. I don't know what happened. That's the weird part about tennis. You can like lose four in a row or four or five, and all of a sudden you show up at a tournament and like it all clicks.
I mean, it's got to be a big stress relief to get past Pesci Pericard. That was a tough first round. I actually thought that was going to be a potential upset.
Yeah.
I had that in my bracket.
Yeah, it's...
Guys, but That's so basic, saying that's a potential upset.
Why? What?
It's a basic call.
What do you mean basic call?
You're degrading John Isner's entire career because he has a good serve.
No, John was a seated. John was seated.
Yeah, Stevie, good point. I was seated like every slam for like 14 years.
Yeah, you just disrespected John.
That's been a long day.
I'm with Stevie, though. How is that not?
I'm with you. I get what you guys are saying.
Is he not supposed to say it?
Like, why are the dark horses? It's always the dark horse is always like the guy with the big serve and just like plays a rat.
That's just how it is.
I know they're a dark horse, but we got to give more love to the little guy on the dark who's a dark horse.
So who's the little guy that's the dark horse then?
Bonzi.
That's not a little
he's
guy. That,
he's a big
he's
fella.
He's not little.
What are you talking about? I don't have everyone's height in front of me, but you get what I'm saying.
Jaume Munar.
No, nobody ever gets what you're saying.
Jaume Munar. No more 6'5 and taller dark horses.
is that a rule going forward?
Maybe. I don't know.
We'll sleep on it.
I'll give you we'll talk unwritten rules later. Let me go over a few more. We don't need a deep dive into these. Lehechka wins. Bonzi wins. Mahach wins. Rublev beats Colton Wong. Big upset. Struff beats Francis Tiafoe. Thoughts on this one? Struff played well. I mean, we talk about Struff comes around every year. Struff has a big result. I feel like he's got that kind of game. Isner, are you surprised with this? Like Francis has like some ups and downs.
Bonzi beat Rinderknecht, by the way. Sorry, Rinderknecht beat Bonzi the other way around. You had it out.
Oh, yeah. My bad.
I know we like to be factually correct here.
Yeah, you know, that's good. My bad.
Yeah, that's our MO.
Did Struff play well or is Francis just like... He throws in a stinker every now and then.
I can call that an upset, right, Sam?
No. He's over 6'5".
That's true.
Just call it an upset. Shroofy's, yeah, you can. I'll allow it.
Well, it's especially, you don't think he's going to beat Francis at the U.S. Open. He, you know, normally plays his best tennis at the U.S. Open. Didn't have the best day. Shroofy coming into that match with a lot of confidence, had won 5 matches in a row prior to that match, including qualifying. And he played like it. He was attacking Francis's second serve, which was a bit of an issue for Francis. And apart from that horrible 5-4 service game from Struff with 3 double faults and a missed forehand in the third set, the 5 serving out the match, he stayed the course and he kept ripping away at the ball and it paid off at the end. So credit to him. He did play well.
Yeah. Let me give you a couple round of 16 popcorn matches on the men's side. I want you guys' thoughts. Assuming Zverev wins, he's playing right now.
Did he win the second set?
Yeah, he's up 2 sets. Oh, actually, I don't know. We'll get to it. Does Taylor Fritz beat Thomas Mahach? 21-seed Czech Republic. Mahach playing well.
Felix, they split sets and Felix is up a break, by the way.
Okay. That's do people like when I don't do research and or
no just, we, the match is currently going and you turned off
currently
your,
gone.
You turned off your TV for the pod for just for full focus.
I still got it on over here. Fritzy versus Mahach.
Fritzy.
That's a good
this
one.
This is a tough one. Fritzy's going to just – Fritzy being Fritzy. Like, he's willing himself through this.
I like Fritzy easy in this one.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Straights?
Ooh. Like,
yeah.
Any set to 6?
Yeah, maybe.
All right.
What, 1 set? 4, 6, all and right. 2.
I like it. Call your shot.
All right, we got one more. Sinner is either going to play Tommy Paul or Bublik. They play tonight. Can either one give Sinner trouble? I'm going with no. Sinner beats both of them in straights badly. Even I know Bublik, even if he beats Tommy Paul tonight, hasn't dropped serve. Just Sinner.
And also, Sinner's got a big advantage with the rest situation. If Tommy were to get past Bublik tonight, that would be back-to-back crazy late finishes. And then he's got to follow that up against the world number one.
If Tommy wants any chance... he's got to get through Bublik in straights.
Yep, good point. Good call.
Yeah. Oh, I think Bublik, this is like a third round we're talking about here. I think Bublik gets him tonight. I hope I'm wrong, though. I've been so wrong. After I picked Boko to win it, you know, and then I switched over to, who did I pick after that?
Raducanu.
Oh, Raducanu. Yeah, then she lost to Rybakina like 1 and 2. So I also, off camera to the whole ESPN crew today, I was like, oh, Caboli taking out Musetti in straights. And then barely won games. So
this is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
All right, let's talk about the women. Sabalenka took out Leila Fernandez. That was a pretty good match. 6-3, 7-6. Leila Fernandez, finalist here. I don't know. Stevie, do you watch that one? John might have been calling a men's match. Leila Fernandez hung in there. She played well. She won Washington this summer, but I don't know. Sabalenka just can overpower everyone.
Sabalenka's just too good. Yeah, she's playing well. Look, she hasn't won a slam this year. She's got to win a slam for her standards to make it a successful year. So I expect nothing less than for her to continue to play well, fighting, playing good tennis. The serve looks good, and she dominated that match for the most part. Leila made the second very competitive, but it felt like Sabalenka was always in control.
Yep. Iga Swiatek won tonight over Kalinskaya. Coco Gauff, John, beats Freck 6-3, 6-1. The first two rounds for Coco were just the most stressful tennis matches anyone's ever watched. Felt like she needed this today. 6-3, 6-1. I think only four double faults. How'd she look?
Yeah, she looked really good. I also think she needed the early start. Just, I think that might have calmed her nerves a bit as well.
How bad is the shadow when you're watching that 11:30? You can't even see the ball.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. It's not so bad when you're actually playing, though.
Yeah, I know.
I think viewers might think it's like a big issue. It's not. But, you know, she looked good. Only four double faults. But her next opponent, Osaka, looms large.
Osaka, yeah. We're going to preview that in a second. So just don't dip into it yet. Amanda Anisimova takes out Christiane. Rybakina takes out my girl, Raducanu, who I thought was going to win the tournament. That was 1-2. like, seriously. Alexandrova beats Siegemund 0-1. 0-1. Can't say I watched that, but wow. Taylor Townsend, after she took out Ostapenko and the controversy there, Ostapenko maybe didn't handle that the best way she could, said some mean things, but credit to Taylor. I feel like Taylor handled it well, let her racket do the talking. And then Taylor stepped up last night and took out Mira Andreeva in a massive upset. Andreeva was seeded 5, and Taylor in the night session went out last night and beat her 7-5, 6-2. Stevie, can Townsend keep the run going? Who does she play now? She plays someone good now.
Well, that's going to be a tough one.
Oh, I don't know. Well, Taylor can win that. Sorry, keep going.
I mean, but look, I mean, she beat Andreeva, who's now she's got her section of the draw. I mean, Taylor's played great. And yeah, obviously an interesting moment at the end of that Ostapenko match from the unwritten rules of tennis, which I think is insane. I don't think she should have apologized for a let court, quite frankly. Like, it's insane. Like,
no, of course not.
It's crazy. So good for her. But she's had a great win on Ash before. I believe she beat Simona Halep a few years back out there on Ash. So she's had some success out there. She plays well under the bright lights. So great for her. And yeah, she has a great style of game. When she comes forward, she makes it, you know, an athletic style of tennis, and it's not common on the women's side. So I think it's a great curveball for her to play those top players. And I think she can beat Muhova in the next round.
Yeah, she's fun to watch. I like Musetti on the men's side, just pleasing to the eye. Townsend's game on the women's side, like with the lefty serve coming in, like fun to watch. Vondrosova takes out Paolini. I didn't see that coming. I always cheer for Paolini. Vondrosova, I got nothing against Vondrosova. She seems cool too. I haven't talked to her, but I don't know. We bumped Paolini's out.
Yeah, she's fun to watch.
Paolini, where this pod's pro Paolini, I feel like, just in general.
Someone picked her to win. Jack. I'm the only one alive, by the way.
Jack.
Who did you pick to win?
Iga.
Iga. Oh, 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 I mean, that's a boring pick.
Good pick.
Emma Navarro went out to Krejcikova. Probably not that surprising based on how Emma's played as of late. But still getting the third round, lost in three. Emma's still, I don't have the live rankings in front of me, but I think she's still like 12 or 13 in the race. So even though she hasn't been playing well lately, like she can get it together and put a run together the end of the year here and maybe stay in the top 10.
Yep.
All right, let's little preview real quick. Popcorn matches on the women's side. Coco Gauff plays Naomi Osaka. Stevie, who is winning that match? Osaka playing well. She finaled in Montreal. She's looking good here. Coco is kind of struggled through two matches, but looked good in her third. Coco also, I don't know, fights harder than everyone. Who do you got? Coco versus Naomi Osaka.
I'm taking Coco. Look, I think she did well. She kind of figured the serve out in her last match, only four double faults. If she figures that out, even relatively takes some stress out, everything will fall in place for the rest of her game. And she will, I mean, she's still three in the world, which is amazing to have that big of a question mark every time you go up to step up the line to toss the ball. So if she can figure that out, what she did in the third round, she only had four double faults. So we're getting better. You know, it's not going to be fixed overnight. So hopefully she can continue to get better. And if she figures that serve out, I think she toughs out Osaka.
John?
Sam and I today on ESPN had like an 8-minute segment together, and we like previewed this match and went back to their match in 2019, and it was really stressful. And
so stressful. Just to be clear, it was just John and I on the desk. We didn't have like a main host.
We were the host. We were like, Sam started hosting. I did the ad, like the sponsor read, and it was kind of disjointed, but I think we did all right. Yeah. for no experience.
Yeah.
Sam and I both said Osaka is going to win this match. Pulling for Coco, yeah, but we think.
For sure.
Yeah. So you're just hedging your bet, really. You're picking one, but you want the other to win.
I'm not hedging a bet. I think Naomi's going to win. I'm cheering for Coco.
Yeah.
So you're taking both.
No, I'm not. What are you talking about?
So either way, you're going to be right.
We're taking Osaka. We're taking Osaka hoping we're wrong, and it's Coco.
I'm not hedging any sort of bet right now.
All right. I guess that's kind of it. This felt like a boring episode. No, I feel like we're just like, maybe everyone's a little run down. We got anything else to talk about?
Well, no, it was meat and potatoes.
It was meat. And Stevie, go back to unwritten rules real quick. That Ostapenko match. Do you have to say sorry in the let court? What other unwritten rules we got in tennis?
The unwritten rules, I think, are ridiculous. I mean, you hear about them in other sports. Look, I don't ever say sorry when I hit a let court against 98% of the tour. If I played you guys, I would fake it. I would say sorry. I didn't mean it by any stretch of the imaginations. But at least if I played you guys or like my friends, I would say sorry because I felt like that was the right thing to do. But you don't need to say sorry when you hit a left court. Who cares? It goes both exactly. ways. Like, it's ridiculous. I don't get that, you know. I don't get that at all.
And there wasn't even a winner.
She got to it, exactly. And then she still didn't play. Like, exactly. What? Hey, stop the middle of the point. Hey, sorry. Let's replay it. Even though you got there. Hey, 15 all. My bad. Let's move back. You know. That's like my big unwritten rule of tennis. Like, I don't feel like people should apologize. I think it's insane, quite frankly. But is there anything else you guys got for me?
No, but I got an idea for next episode. I want to do something like annoying things that fans do.
Yeah, it's good. We can come.
I got a few annoying things that fans do. So maybe next episode.
Ooh, can you give us like a little teaser?
Yeah, like one tease. It made me think of it today when someone comes up to you. Photos are fine. We're like, oh, I got a video. It's my friend Barry's birthday. Can you wish him happy birthday? Yeah. And you're like, happy birthday, Barry. Yeah. You're like looking at this phone. Like that just is nothing worse.
That's tough.
Nothing worse. So I thought there's got to be more of those.
No, that's good. That's good. That's good. I mean.
Let's do a little bracket update.
Guys, I'm crushing it.
I can't zoom in. So Stevie's in first place.
I'm crushing it.
You're 452nd place.
Wow.
Then John and Jack are middle of the pack, and I'm way back in like 6,500th place.
So no jingle for Sam?
No, we did not.
John, if you don't get last, will you back me up that we're going to do this?
I mean, I think last place should sing a jingle.
Okay. But only if Sam is last.
Last place is the jingle. Let's do it. Last place sings a jingle.
Gets the jingle like to intro and outro. Do we have to like?
We got to like write the jingle ourselves.
Exactly. Should we write it?
Let's just do that. Last place sings a little jingle for the intro, but we've got like 3 months to accomplish it.
I will say, you three are in a battle because you all have Sinner over Alcaraz. So if it's like anywhere close, none of you guys have any wiggle room. So Sam needs
to
make up
some.
That's bad for Sam. But ultimately, if Sinner wins, that's bad for me because then I could go from the top to the bottom.
All right, that's it for the episode. I didn't like this episode. I don't even know why I'm saying that. I don't know if we should be editing this part out. It's just like we didn't have anything good to talk about.
No, well, first of all, we all knew this episode was going to be more boring than the last episode with Johnny Mack.
Yeah,
correct.
Johnny Mack.
I have nobody coming into, you know, into here right now.
Yeah.
I'm still at the courts.
We've been busy, though. We've been busy, guys.
The schedules are tricky. The U.S. Open schedules are tricky.
We didn't get to with the Johnny Mack episode because we were so, you know, taken off guard by it. Or excuse me, caught off guard by that. And in the best way, we didn't really unpack the Townsend incident, you know, which was now 4 days ago. So
we were planning on it, but better things came about.
Yeah, yeah. All right. We're nothing major. You can follow us everywhere. We're literally everywhere.